I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The World Health Organization reports that there are 650,000 people who die of malaria every year. Now those statistics are considerably higher. KCC is with E3 Partners Malaria Cube. They're partnering with World Vision for education. 400 malaria cubes were recently sent to Kenya for training and education. But is the malaria cube evangelistic? C says,
the end of the message is not necessarily a gospel message, but it is a message about healing and hope, and there are many of the leaders that saw that as a lead into the simple message of the gospel as well.
Next, you may have heard some controversy over the last few weeks involving Wycliffe Bible translators. There's been a debate over the way the words Son of God, Son, and Father are translated, vital phrases for the spread of the gospel. In a recent press release, Wycliffe agreed to submit to a review of these specific translation practices. You can find their full response at our website. Mission Network News will be following up with Wycliffe shortly. And children under the age of 14 make up about half the population of Uganda. Orphans represent a full 10% of the nation. With so many needs, the orphanage and foster care systems in the country are often corrupt. Bethany Christian Services is working to change this, so says Kim Betts.
We saw a need to develop more of a structured inter-country adoption program, as currently there are some ethical issues with completing Uganda adoption. So we want to come in and develop more of a better system.
Bethany hopes to soon start foster care through churches and help even more kids, all the while spreading the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates, at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.